It's also Monday night. It's also to buy new begodim chadashim or kelim chadashim only from Rosh Chodesh of and on. In the 3 weeks, the problem with buying new things, new clothing, new kelim, is the shehechayonu bracha, not the buying itself. The shehechayonu bracha. Therefore, a lot of things become mutter that are also the 9 days, because the only problem is the shehechayonu bracha. So if you buy something new that's not choshev enough to warrant a shehechayonu, for example, I don't think people make a shehechayonu when they buy a new shirt, or when they buy plain pants, certainly not underwear or socks, so you don't make shehechayonu, so that's not a problem. Our minig is to make shehechayonu only when you wear the beged, not when you buy it. And therefore, there's really not a problem of buying it if you're not going to wear it, because we don't make shehechayonu when you just buy it. There's a lot of subjectivity to the shehechayonu bracha. Some people have to know, would I make shehechayonu anyway? It's not correct to say, well, okay, I'll buy it, and I just won't make shehechayonu. I've solved the problem. You haven't solved the problem. But there is a lot of subjectivity in shehechayonu. Like someone will ask me, if I get new glasses, should I make shehechayonu? If I have a new computer, should I make shehechayonu? So even not the 3 weeks. So there's a lot of subjectivity. So you have to gauge if you would make shehechayonu ordinarily, and then see, indeed, it's a problem the 3 weeks because of the shehechayonu bracha. Another thing that comes out is if you're buying something for the house and the bracha is hatov v'hametiv and not shehechayonu, so again, the 3 weeks, it's mutter, not the 9 days, but the 3 weeks, it's mutter because you're not making a shehechayonu. The problem is the shehechayonu bracha. The gra says, like, what's wrong with shehechayonu? An oval can make shehechayonu, like, what's wrong? But the Mefarshim explain it's Zman Peronus. And you don't say Shechayonu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh in Zman of Peronus. And that's indeed how we're noheg to avoid Shechayonu during what we call the 3 weeks. What? Same thing. That's of course, that's Shechayonu. That's
right.
What on Shabbos? Shabbos, there are Mekilim. There are Mekilim on Shabbos.